January 30th, 2015. Our Lady comes as Mary, refuge of holy love. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." The first step to living in holy love is to choose it. This choice may need to be made over and over throughout the day. Entrance into the first chamber encourages this. It is important that the soul determines the direction his thoughts, words, and actions are taking him. Are they inspired by good or by evil? Certainly, it is clear that there are evil inspirations in the world today. It is also evident that evil is most often presented as good. The heart that does not fully accept this is easy prey for Satan. Dear children, you must not be complacent, for Satan knows the best way to infiltrate each heart. He knows your weaknesses and your strengths. Please recognize him in every anxiety, every weakness of virtue, and every discouragement. Read each message I impart to you as though I am speaking directly to you. I desire our hearts beat in unison in every present moment. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. Synopsis: put on the armor of God to resist the attacks of the evil one and stand true in holiness. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Scripture verses asked to be read by Mary, refuge of holy love.